going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. How is your hair doing this summer? Well, considering how the weather has been, probably not so good. For black women, the struggle is real when it comes to battling the heat and the humidity of the summer months. Well, tonight, we have help for you. My guests are Charlene Brown, celebrity hairstylist, and Melanie Williams, hair artist. If you have a struggle with your hair, when the heat hits it, and it looks like it's been hit, this is the show that you need to call in on, because I shave my head, so I can't help you. But these ladies most certainly can. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Ladies, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's talk about heat and humidity and what it does to your hair, no matter what the style happens to be. Charlene, how bad is it when we are dealing with heat waves?
It's really bad. You first have to use some type of serum or hairspray before you leave the house, just to hold it and keep the humidity down.
Mm-hmm. What kind of impact, Melanie, will the heat and the humidity have on your hair? And it doesn't really matter what kind of style you have. I mean, a lot of sisters, they have weaves. They have weaves. Oh boy. They have weaves.
And more weaves.
Yeah, and more weaves. Well, I thought it was Pimlico. I didn't know what was going on around it. But a lot of people, they have curlers in their hair overnight.
Yes.
Pin curls. They straighten their hair. What does the heat and the humidity do to those kinds of styles?
Well, with those type of styles, the humidity can pretty much change the hairstyle. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you mentioned, you can pin curl your hair at night. And if you're not using a humidity guard or something that can make sure that those curls stay in place from when you do your pin curls and you walk outside, you can lose your pin curls. Mm-hmm. So it's all about the foundation as well when you are creating that style, which sometimes starts at the shampoo bowl.
Really?
So yes, sir. And I think as a hairstylist, We don't realize the importance of that foundation when you are creating that hairstyle, because that's where it starts. So you want to make sure that you're using the proper shampoo when you're shampooing your client's hair. You want to make sure that you're using the proper conditioner. And they have shampoos and conditioners for humidity, which actually helps fight it. So if you start there and then you work your way into the style, and then when you get into pin curl and preparing your hair for that style, then that can help with fighting the humidity.
It is the reality that there are some situations where there's just too much heat and humidity, and no matter what you do, you're just going to have to suck it up, or can your hair be protected? I should say your style.
Yes.
The styles. can the style be protected even when, like tomorrow, we're going to have high humidity and temperatures in the mid-90s?
Mm. Mm. You can speak on that, Charlene.
Well, either one,
because I can't.
Okay, I'll go first. So my suggestion is to keep your hair pin curled while you're in the car. Keep your bonnet on until you get in the car. When you get to your location, let your pins out, fluff through your style in the car, and that will hold it from your car to the door at least.
Mm-hmm. But what if you're riding on the subway? Because Mama said, don't you leave your house with your hair wrapped up.
You can
like
pin curl it softly and loosely, just to keep some of the curls at the end. So mm-hmm. Not a tight pin curl. Still give it a pin-up style while you're riding a train.
Mm-hmm.
And then take the pins out when you arrive at work.
Okay.
That might work.
Now help me, because like I said, I don't know a whole lot about this. But when you're talking about What if you have a straightened hair style, whether it is flat ironed?
Yes, flat iron. A blowout.
Okay, I can start my own salon. maybe not. Or maybe you're using, you know, something to chemically straighten. Will you be able to style your hair where it can still be protected?
Well, again, that starts with shampooing and conditioning. And also, after you condition your hair, you should really focus on finding a product that fights humidity. A lot of people don't realize the importance of that, and they're wondering why they go to the salon and they leave out, and then their hair is just blows up and it swells up. That's because you're not using something to fight it. So while the hair is wet, you want to make sure that you are using a humidity protective spray before even blowing out your hair. And then also myself, I choose to use it again before flat ironing. And what that does is it keeps the memory in your hair, and it also helps with your style lasting.
So what kind of products specifically, if you have some suggestions? Because to be quite honest, like I said, I never really knew that you could have a shampoo, for example, that or a conditioner that will help deal with humidity. So what are we talking about? What kind of?
Yes. I like the Moroccan oil products because I find that no matter what the texture is, it tends to work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my favorite products that I would highly recommend.
Okay.
For humidity especially.
And you can do this at home, or is this a salon thing?
I prefer, you know, of course we're going to say come to the salon, of course, but yes, you can do this at home as well. And then also they have a after spray, like a humidity guard. Moroccan oil has a very good one that you can spray after you get your style. Yep.
Yes. And also they have a hairspray for frizz. So you just read the bottle, make sure you have the right product.
What are you looking for on the bottle?
Frizz control. And it has a frizz control serum as well. Mm-hmm. I know some people don't like oil on their hair, but it's not that heavy. It's kind of greaseless.
Something to think about. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about protecting your hair from the heat and the humidity of the summer months. And not just your hair, but also protecting your hair style. If you have questions or comments or need some help to make sure that you are still looking good when you step out in the heat and humidity, give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Yvette, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Yvette. What's on your mind?
I would like to know, what hairstyles do you recommend? I want to exercise, and it's humid out, but I really want to wear my, I do not have a perm, and I really want to wear it in the flat iron, blow-dried look with a style. Is that possible?
Well, hi, Yvette. This is Melanie.
Hello.
Hi. Well, if you want to wear your real hair and you do exercise, I would highly recommend, as I mentioned before, making sure that, you know, when you are shampooing and when you are conditioning, you are using those products that will fight the humidity. Now, honestly, because you work out and you want to still wear it straight, that's where it gets a little challenging. I would highly recommend finding some type of protector for when you are working out. You can wrap your hair, you can pin curl your hair, and if you're finding the right protector that can catch the sweat, then you may be okay. But outside of that, it's not a guarantee that your hair will remain straight during that whole workout process. Most women tend to go towards wigs and weaves because they work out a lot and they want to keep that still, that nice smooth finish and that straight look.
What is the natural texture of your hair, Yvette?
It is very, I guess it's kinky. I try to plait it up to have the waves, but it doesn't look wavy like the other girl's hair. Mine looks really kinky, and it doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm. Some thoughts?
Hi, Yvette. This is Charlene. Are you against weaves? Some
no,
natural hair.
I'm not.
I highly recommend weaves or wigs in a natural state because you still have a little glam. You still can work out. You can go swimming. You can go on vacation, get in the beach, you know. So I highly recommend that to give your hair a break, your natural hair. And that's my specialty.
Thank you.
Yvette, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking tonight about protecting your hairstyle during the heat and the humidity of the summer months. A lot of women are struggling with their hairstyle, no matter what it happens to be. You still want to make sure that you look good. So give us a call, 202-319-7810. Dawn, calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, Dawn. What's on your mind?
Okay. In the summertime, I like to wear my hair natural because it's so hot. But my hair shrinks no matter how much I pick it up in the morning. By the time I get in the car, it just sucks up to my scalp. Is there anything that I can use to keep it, you know, like an afro, keep it out?
Okay, well, let me ask you this really quick. So your process for when you are doing your natural twist out, do you normally do like a natural twist out on your hair?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you just kind of tell me a little bit about your process? Because the process is really important for you keeping that shrinkage down.
I either just twist it at night or braid it really loose.
Okay, so what you might have to do, which I kind of recommend, would be to kind of blow your hair out just a little bit to make it a little smooth, and then use very little product that can still keep that that will help with creating that natural curl pattern that you will want. So I would highly recommend to blow it out, make it a little smooth first, and then twist it with a little bit of product, and then therefore that should help with the shrinkage.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
No
Dawn,
problem.
Dawn, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're trying to make sure that you look absolutely fantastic, even in the heat and the humidity of the summer months. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call. As always, we're going to be answering the calls even after 7:30 when we switch over to SiriusXM, but you may want to line up now. We've got a lot of phone calls to take this evening. Let me grab one more phone call quickly before the break. Barbara calling from...
Hello.
Hey, Barbara, how are you?
Just fine. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind?
I have natural curly hair, and I would just like, and I'm wearing it natural, but I would like to know some good products to wear during this this heat that we do have sometimes, and it dries out with the products that I'm currently using.
Okay, well, it sounds like your hair needs some moisture first. That's what you want to start with. I would highly recommend to make sure that you're using a deep moisturizer, which sometimes you have to kind of go into your kitchen cabinet, to be honest, and find something, like go back to the old school where you can get like your egg, your mayonnaise, because sometimes we forget that those were our foundations and that's what we started with. Also, you can use some olive oil to mix in some of those products that you might buy from the store. Your leave-in conditioners, all of those are really important. Shea Moisture, they have great products. We can go back to your Moroccan oils, your, what else? Help me out, Charlene, your...
I highly suggest for you to get samples of various products. They have small miniature packages under $5, and you can do a mixture, you know, just to see which ones you like, because those products are expensive. They're like $12 up to $20 for one container, and if it doesn't work on your hair, you're wasting your money. You can't return the product, so that's what I highly recommend. You just pick out a few products. I mean, you won't waste too much money. They're between $1.99 and $5.
Yeah, and make sure that you're keeping your hair hydrated.
Yes.
You know, deep moisturized. Also, doing a nice steam treatment sounds like something that your hair needs. So, I would highly recommend that.
Steam, what is a steam treatment? You mean just in the shower? What does that mean?
Well, the steam treatment is actually, it looks like a hooded dryer, like the old school dryer.
Yeah.
But there's moisture that comes out of the steamer. And what the steam does is it locks the moisture in the hair. Mm-hmm. So once you do that, that definitely helps with keeping that hair moisturized, yes. especially natural hair. And now's the time to do that. So you want to make sure you have some good product in your hair to keep it oiled and moisturized. And then that steamer would just help penetrate it.
Okay.
Yeah. And the price of the steamer, is it around $100?
$99, $100? For the actual steamer? Well, they have it on Amazon as well.
Maybe about
$50.
This is not a one-time use. This is something that you would keep for a while. So it's an investment.
Yes.
Okay, well, Barbara, thank you so much for your phone call. And good luck with that natural curly hair
yes, ma'am.
Of yours. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about heat, humidity, and your hair. Can the three coexist? Before I go to the break, Melanie, how can people find you on the internet?
Yes, well, you can find me on Instagram. I am Melanie Williams, and that's M-E-L-A-N-E-E. Williams, and also I am on Facebook. I am Melanie Williams Outen, and that's O-U-T-T-E-N.
Okay, and Charlene, how can people find you on the web?
Instagram, Charlene Brown, number one. Facebook, Charlene Brown.
Okay, there you go. And, of course, those resources will be on our website on WHUR.com, as always, after 8:30. Going to take a break. When we come back, Nicole in Columbia. Stay with us. We're going to talk to you. You have a question about edges.
Yes. Great question.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're going to take as many calls as we can. The doctors, the hair doctors.
Yes.
Are
hair doctors.
In. The weave doctor is in. So give us a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. We will be back on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Again, 202-319-7810.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we are talking about your hair and how to keep your hair do from being done in by the heat and the humidity of the summer months. Not just your hair, but your hair style. And with me, I have Charlene Brown. She's a celebrity hairstylist. And Melanie Williams, she is a hair artist. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. Nicole, calling from Columbia, you want to talk about edges. What is, help me out here, because, Nicole, give me a moment here. I need, because usually when I hear a woman talk about edges, there's usually some shade involved.
Oh.
You know, there's somebody talking about
shade involved.
It's all good. Because, you know, usually it's like, you know, they say, well, I don't like your manicure. Well, what's wrong with your edges?
Ooh.
So, that's usually how I hear references made to edges. So, first of all, what are edges before we even get to Nicole's question?
Well, okay. Our edges are very important because edges are the first thing that we see when people look at us.
So is it your hairline?
It's your hairline, yes.
Does that include the kitchen?
Well, your hairline is your kitchen too, but
it's the back.
I don't have that shade in my head. I don't know.
Yes.
You know, Nicole's causing problems.
The hairline is a very sensitive area.
You have to be
very careful with braids.
That
can cause breakage.
Exactly.
And even with certain medications, you have to consult your doctor and dermatologist. They can help you with switching your medicine. I had that problem with a lot of my clients. Just with the weeds, that area gets buried. So you have to moisturize it. Use, again, a serum. Keep it oil and moisturize it if you're not using the glue around the edges with the wigs. And they have a lot of wigs now that's lace front that you can just put on without gluing the edges. Okay, that looks natural.
So what's your question, Nicole?
My concern is more for my 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter. Okay. And, you know, this generation is all about snatched edges.
Yes.
Which means, you know, all kind of products. We brushing. We pull in with, you know, either, a headband or any kind of thing she uses to pull her hair back. And I am so worried about her edges. And she does not understand that if she continues to pull like that, they are going to thin out. Because the type of hair that we have, my edges from when I was a young child, I mean, I literally have no hair on the side where I can't even wear my hair up in a ponytail because it's literally bald on both sides. And so I do not want her to go through that. And so we fight about hairstyles. I love to do two-strand twists. You know, I think it's very, you know, I can put stuff in between. It's very healthy. It's easy. But even with that, you know, she'll sneak and pull those up in a ponytail and
lay those edges, right?
On there and I'm like, girl, and I told her, I'm so scared that I'm going to take these scissors and just cut all the hair off because I'd rather her have a short little haircut than to be bald around the sides. So I'm thinking about different hairstyles that make, because she can't, I don't want her to wear weave yet, and I'm still scared about braids because a lot of people put braids in too tight, and I've gone to a lot of, you know, different box braids or these protective styling, I'm putting in quotation marks. It's pulling out hair, and I'm worried about that for her, too. So, ladies, can y'all help me out?
Yeah. Go right ahead, ladies, please.
Okay. I would suggest you have her go on Pinterest, look up some different hairstyles that's not pulling her edges. There's plenty of styles she can find on YouTube, Pinterest, of various styles, her age, type in her age, and her texture hair. And she definitely have to switch up her style. And you're a perfect example. You can give her my number. I'll talk to her because she's hearing it from an expert. Maybe she'll pay attention or really understand, you know. Mm-hmm. I can talk to her, mentor her in that area.
Okay. Well, I want to speak a little bit about the type of products that she's currently using on her edges. That's what I would like to speak on, because a lot of people don't realize that it's all about what you use. And a lot of the edge controls have alcohol in them.
And all of them. Just about.
Yes, it has a lot of alcohol in it, and that's what's causing a lot of breakage. And as Ms. Charlene had mentioned, you know, like high blood pressure and things of that nature contributes to the loss of edges as well. And what I like to do, I like to mix stuff. I call myself a chemist. So a lot of times I'm mixing oil in some of these products just to protect the hair from those harsh chemicals that are inside of the edge controls. And I know the feeling of what you're speaking of, because I do have nieces, and they love their edges to be laid really smooth, and I'm always fighting with them as well. But you have to make sure that you're constantly speaking to your daughter and educating her and letting her know that it's not about sometimes following the trend all the time, even though it's a trend right now, but also let her know that you're really concerned about the health of her hair. And as we mentioned before, Charlene mentioned, you know, with your hair and how, you know, your hair is thinning out, it's really important that she understands that it can be hereditary. And, you know, constantly talk to her about the importance of, you know, her being young and she still has time to do a lot of things with her edges because they're not that strong. So I would just constantly educate her. And as Charlene mentioned before, to go on YouTube, go on Instagram, and just look at some really cute hairstyles. And then also see if you all can kind of like work out an agreement. Like this week, you know, leave the edge control alone. You know, find another product that won't keep it so paced down to your face.
Like baby hairs.
Yeah, the baby hairs.
They're cute.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. But some are really dramatic.
Oh, cute.
You know? Yeah, baby hair for babies, right?
Yes.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for sharing with us. And you know what? I think it's really admirable that this is also the parenting piece.
Yes.
Where,
yes.
You know, you want to make sure that your daughter stays for beautiful as long as she possibly can,
exactly,
as it relates to her hair. So, you know, certainly kudos to you. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Jay, calling from Upper Marlboro. Jay, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
First, I would like to thank J. Anthony Brown for his beautiful song this morning.
Who?
J. Anthony Brown.
I'm sorry. I have
on his Steve show.
Okay, yeah. See, I'm in the newsroom, honey. I don't even get a chance to listen to Steve, so I kind of miss out on that. But we're talking about hair tonight. So what's your question?
My hair is really thick. It's the in-between hair is, it's, you know, too soft to lay, but then it's really thick. So my question is, what do I do as far as how often should I get it clipped? Then I would like to know more about the, you said pre-dry before you apply the curling solution. Is that what I heard?
The product for, like, if you want to do, like, a twist out?
Right, because
I've
tried different things, Diva Curls, and, you know, I like the sulfate-free type product.
Okay.
And the two-strand twists are great, but then the thickness comes with this heat.
Okay.
So should I be clipping it more often, or... you said pre-dry and then apply the curling solutions.
Okay.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yes.
How long is your hair?
Yes, my hair is shoulder length, and my daughter has really thick hair. Her hair is longer, real long. So the question is for both of us.
Okay. Nice.
I like the protective styles, but I'm, you know, it's kind of hot for wigs for me. I'm retired, and that's no excuse. And for the braids and everything, like you said, that hair goes out your hair. So I don't know what to do all the time.
Okay, well, let's start with the trimming part. So I highly recommend to my clients to get their ends trimmed between 6 and 8 weeks. That's what I normally recommend, because a lot of folks don't realize it, but that does help with maintaining your hair in general, style and all. And also, with your hair being really thick and coarse, I would highly recommend that you might have to use more product. Sometimes we don't realize that, you know, one product might work for someone. You can be kind of talking amongst folks and they'll say, oh, I use, you know, Carol's Daughter and that works well with me. But as Charlene mentioned before, this is where you can go in and you can get your sample products to see what will work for your hair.
Yes.
And with your hair, you might have to apply more product while your hair is wet, because it's almost like, created like what do they call it? Marinating, like how you marinate your food, right? You want to get into marinating that hair so that you can create that foundation so that that hair will have memory. So I would suggest highly twisting your hair while your hair is wet and finding the right product that can keep and maintain that style for you.
Okay, my suggestion is for you to do a consultation with a hair expert. And they can tell you the do's and the don'ts, what you need, because it's 8 types of curly hair.
Yes, yes,
natural hair patterns. So you may not have that hair pattern that Susie does.
Correct.
So you want to go to a specialist because they know what they're doing and they can give you better advice. Then you can go home and try it yourself.
Okay.
To see if it works.
And you said your hair is very, you said it's very long and it's very thick. How?
Right, it looks worse than what it is. It's soft hair, but
I'm sure it doesn't look bad.
But I drink a lot of water. So
that's great.
Great. You know, I can run my fingers through it and all that, but it just looks, it looks hard, but it's really soft.
Okay. And do you normally like to wear twist outs? Is that like the look that you're going for? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would highly recommend using like a gel product while your hair is wet. And then like overnight, you can dry it or you can sit under the dryer for a little while. And then that way your twist out will last longer.
Okay.
And also you can try a rod set. That usually works. Mm-hmm. And that gives you another style, a different look with a lot of body.
Well, Jay, I think you're going to be just fine. And because I know a lot of women would like to have thick, strong hair. So, you know, I guess her challenge is just, it's just to manage it.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's just to be able to manage it. Well, Jay, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. I wanted to talk about two things. First of all, you mentioned olive oil and mixing the olive oil in products. What do you put it in?
Like as far as a container?
No. I mean, do you mix it with shampoo? Do you mix it with conditioner? Do you mix it with leave-in conditioner? Do you mix it with rinse-out conditioner?
That's a good one. Well, I can kind of speak on it because I'm actually currently still trying to master a product.
Okay.
And for me, I normally use it when I want to moisturize the hair. I'll use it for that. I also put it in conditioners as well because most folks don't know, but olive oil is a conditioner. Mm-hmm. So you can pretty much use it however you choose to. You know, you can use it for every day. Again, you can use it for your products. Yep, just about anything.
And olive oil is good for the hair and the skin.
Now, when you say olive oil, I mean, are you talking about regular olive oil, virgin olive oil, extra virgin olive oil?
100%.
Yes.
Virgin. Extra virgin olive oil.
Extra virgin.
Okay.
Sir.
And so is this, I know we talked about the hair, but what about, is it good for the scalp? I'm trying to.
Yes, it is. It's great for the scalp as well. Okay. Yes, it is. It moisturizes the scalp as well.
Okay. When we come back, I want to talk about weaves as well and how they work with the hair that you have. Also, natural hair. We've been talking a lot about pin curls and flat iron hair. I want to talk about natural hairstyles and weaves, how you can use those to beat the heat and the humidity of the summer. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. To the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue to talk about heat, humidity, and your hair. How to preserve your hairstyle and keep your hair healthy during the summer months. And they're giggling because I'm messing with them. You know, as you all know, I'm bald. I try to stay that way. I shave my head, but I was flipping my imaginary weave.
Long weave.
That's right. All the way down my back. Yes. That's right. My James Brown look. So let's talk about weaves for a moment because, and I don't, other than what I see on the street, I just don't know. So when you have a weave, how does that impact your hairstyle during the heat and humidity? And what do you do with your hair when you have, let's say you've got the full horse?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. First, with your natural hair, you will either get it braided or twisted. To preserve your hair, make sure you oil your scalp, saturate it, just pile it up with oil. Most people don't like oil, but you need it in your scalp because it will be covered for up to a month at least or longer.
Mm-hmm.
So you get your hair braided and you get the stylist to add the hair to it. And it preserves, and depending on what style, if you're getting a curly hair, that's the beach wavy, it really keeps its curl with humidity. Mm-hmm. But I would still recommend a little spray or serum before you leave out the house. Make sure your edges are laid with a non-alcoholic product. If you're going to wear a straight weave or wig, I suggest you get it tacked on the wig.
What does that mean?
And that means sewed on lightly. So you can take it off if you want and within 2 weeks to let your hair breathe, run the water through it or your scalp. Mm-hmm. And you put the wig back on. Go to your stylist. They'll do all the maintenance. As far as taking it off, I will take it off, wash your hair, redo your braids, put the wig back on. But if you have a weave, that's a long process, and it stays for like a month or two, and you cannot take that off. So I recommend you go back to your stylist every 2 weeks to get it washed, conditioned, steamed, and style.
So help me with that. Let's say for say you may have, like, you know, we have one of the ladies who has thick hair. And the hair is braided, but she has a weave that is, that it's stitched in, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so she has it, she has it stitched in. After what, 2 weeks, she comes to you for the full maintenance, the washing and everything.
If it's a weave, yes.
Okay, yeah, and not wigs. I'm talking specifically about weaves. Mm-hmm. So how do you keep the scalp and the hair healthy, particularly when you got heat and humidity? Because it seems to me that, you know, when you have a weave, it's pretty much a stitched on wig, and so you want it to be clean, you want your scalp to be healthy. What's the process when they come and see you after, what, 2 weeks? And is there anything that they can do between seeing you to make sure that it's, you know, that it's clean? But, yes. Yeah, because they're going to be perspiring and all of that other kind of
working
stuff.
Working out, right? Yeah, exactly. Right. That's a great question.
So in between, I recommend a dry shampoo. There's various brands.
A dry shampoo?
And it's an aerosol can. And you spray it throughout your hair and through the parts, and you blow dry it to blend the products in.
Okay.
And it helps.
It does.
Cleanse in between you visiting your salon or your stylist.
So when they come to see you, what happens?
I'll wash their hair, actually.
I mean, walk me through it.
Okay. Yeah. So I will first drape them. And I will start washing them with a nice olive oil shampoo. Mm-hmm. I recommend that. And it can get down to the scalp. Make sure you get down to the scalp, the nape area. You really have to scrub. So I do like a deep scrub with the brush. They have a brush. Or use my fingers with gloves. And during that process, you can use a leave-in conditioner. I recommend that. So they can go into the dryer so it can thoroughly dry. Because if it's not thoroughly dried, it will produce mildew. So you don't want that.
Definitely.
So don't let the client rush you to get them out the dryer. Make sure their hair is thoroughly dry.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not in getting a set style, like a roller set.
So
I want to piggyback on that a little bit, because sometimes we don't realize it, but we do create a lot of buildup when we're wearing the weaves. And I would highly recommend like a clarifying shampoo that can go in, that can actually cleanse the scalp. Some folks like to feel stimulation from like your tea tree oil, just so that you can get some of that buildup that does come up with when you're working out, you know, when you're sweating and things of that nature. And then also it's two types of sew-ins that you can get. You can get a sew-in that's actually sewn onto the braids, mm-hmm. or you can get a sew-in that has a wig cap.
Right.
So that also plays a huge factor in when you're wearing weaves, because if you're getting the ones that you can cornrow onto the braid, you can actually go in with, let's say, like a... So any type of product that has like a point on it or a dropper, and you can actually put the oil on the scalp. But if you use the one that's on a wig cap, you can't get to the scalp. Some of my clients, I like to tell them to use like a skin and scalp antiseptive, and you can use like a cotton ball or something like that, and you can go in and you can cleanse your scalp as well. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of wanted to piggyback on that.
And they also have co-wash shampoo. That's something new that came out.
What is it now?
Co-wash shampoo.
Cold wash?
Co-wash.
Oh, co-wash. Now, what is co-wash? What is that?
And that's a shampoo that's you can use in your hair just to pre-wash it until they make it back to the salon.
I see. Okay. Now, outside of the weaves, and one of the things we haven't spoken a lot about, and in these last few minutes, I do want to touch on this, natural hair. You know, there's so many natural hairstyles now. And yet I still hear women saying that they are so difficult to maintain, but that seems counterintuitive, in that if you have a natural hairstyle during the summer, it would seem to me that that would be easier when it comes to heat and humidity. Am I wrong?
Oh, man. Well, it depends. Well, no, you're not wrong. But, you know, it really depends on the natural hairstyle that you're going with. And a lot of times we call that like a protective style. So you have to find what will work for your hair. And a lot of times in the summertime, we tend to gravitate towards braids, you know, because we don't have to worry about our hair every day. And like tomorrow, it's going to be 90 degrees, right?
Yeah, 95.
Right? Exactly. Oh, 95. Okay.
95.
Exactly. So we don't want our hair to swell. But yeah, it really all depends on that protective style that you're going towards, you know.
Now you have, how would you describe your hair?
Oh, man. So what I did was, actually, I did it today. What I did was I just kind of wet my hair first, and I applied some leave-in conditioner and a little bit of oil and a little bit of gel, and I smoothed it up into a ponytail. And this is actually a hair piece.
Okay, because yeah. I was going to say, is that your hair? Or
no, it's okay. Not. It's, I would consider this, I guess I'll consider this a protective style. And it's pretty easy for me because, again, I have pretty coarse hair. And because it's so hot, my twist out can look crazy. So I wanted to find something that still worked for me. It's still in its natural state. And it's pretty easy and very low maintenance.
And your hair, you got some color there. But is that a hair piece? Is that your hair? Is it a blend of both?
What? Yes, this is actually a hair piece. And I usually go to the barber to get the sides shaped up and trim. So with natural hair, we were speaking mostly of long and medium length. I'm speaking of short hair. It's more trendy now with the lines. I have a few lines just to make it a little trendy
lines.
On the side with the barber.
Oh, you mean cut? So
yeah,
lines are cut. Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
And natural short hair is the best for humidity and this heat.
Because in looking at both of these styles, I mean, what do I know? But
a lot, seems like.
But exactly.
Well, there's that.
Great questions.
But, you know, besides the, like, you've got this bright burgundy color. Other than, obviously, that's not your natural color, but it's beautiful. I would not have assumed that it was a hair piece. Because it flows with...
Thank you.
It looks very natural,
it looks,
right?
It looks,
yes.
It's a very natural. It looks... Mm-hmm. And the same with you. I mean, I just assume you are rocking rough and tough with your Afro puff.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
You know,
it's all an illusion, right?
Right. And I think that a lot of women who would choose a natural hairstyle would want something like that. You said that's
more natural,
more trendy.
Is that easy? Because it looks easy.
Honestly, this took me 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and
see,
this is
like a
5 minute
deal.
15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, what woman wouldn't want a 5 or 15 minute? You know.
And actually, I get a lot of compliments. All nationality with my hair. They just like, I love your hair. I love it, and it's kinky coil hair that I placed on the top, sewed in. With and then I go to the barber to get it tapered. So if you visit my IG page, you can see it or get a better vision.
Now, here's my other question. So does he cut your hair or trim it before you put the piece in or afterwards, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter because I know I'm focusing only on the top. And I do my own hair, switch the styles, and it's keeping up with the trend. The color is so I won't have to put actual color in my hair. That's damaging to some texture hair. Nice. I have soft, fine hair. So to get that color, I'll just add extensions. But you can get them sewed in. They don't have to be glued in, even with a short haircut.
And it's always fly, too, Charlotte.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Well, sounds good. Well, I will let you have the last word, Melanie, as far as advice for women who are dealing with heat and humidity. What's your top piece of advice for them?
Oh, man. Well, I just highly recommend that you guys are keeping your hair super moisturized. That's really important. And also, really try to read your products more. And also, like I mentioned before, it really starts at the shampoo bowl. And a lot of times I believe that we get lost and we don't realize that. A lot of times we go straight to hairstyling, but you have to get back to the foundation, which is shampooing and conditioning. Because like I said before, you know, they have shampoos that fight the humidity. And that's really, 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 really important. But keeping it moisturized is the number one.
Well,
number one.
I think that's a great way to end this conversation. I want to thank both of you, Charlene Brown and Melanie Williams,
for talking to us.
The way to reach out to both of these ladies will be, of course, posted on our website on whur.com after 8:30 tonight. So, again, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Yeah. Have fun.
Awesome.
And that is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 1.
Your gorgeous hair.
Thank you. With my gorgeous hair. That's right.
Oh, my God.
It is Monday, July 1st. Hey, half the year is already gone, everybody.
Yes.
I am Harold Fisher. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.